Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. His career at Avera Health helped transform how South Dakotans access healthcare. And John Porter is with us now in the Sioux Falls studios of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. He's a 2018 South Dakota Hall of Fame inductee. Welcome back, Mr. Porter.
Well, thank you, Lori. I appreciate being here.
And congratulations on the Hall of Fame induction. Tell me what that sort of means to you to be part of this class.
Well, it's been an interesting year for the most part, because I think the last time we talked, we were announcing my retirement after 44 years with Avera and its predecessor organization. So this has been a great honor to be included in this class, to get inducted in the Hall of Fame. I am, as I've shared with you earlier, a native of this state, as is my wife. My kids all live here, so we feel very ingrained in the state, and to be able to come in and make such a significant difference to lives and people in this state through our work at Avera has been a real honor. So it's been fun.
I would say, how is retirement treating you, except you're sort of, you're retired, but yet you're staying here until, you know, you're, the next person is up to speed and in the seat. So how has this past year been as you sort of work on that transition?
Well, we selected, as you know, Bob Sutton, former executive director of the South Dakota Community Foundation and one of my executive vice presidents, to fulfill my role. Bob became active as president and CEO in the latter part of June. So I really have been phasing out. I don't have to mentor Bob much because he's been with Avera for a good number of years. And so he could pick up all of the issues and really run with everything. But at the same time, it's been fortunate in that the sisters and the board have been very supportive of me kind of hanging around. And so what I've been able to do is go in and basically kind of go through the newspapers, check the emails, see what's going on in the world, and then when I'm tired, I leave.
As it should be. This is not the career that you started out thinking that you would end up in, and you had kind of an interesting path to get into healthcare with Avera. As you look back now, as someone who's looking at retirement, to that young man who was, you know, studying, you know, political science and law, and was thinking of a different path, what would you sort of tell him to keep his eyes open for?
Well, I think that's one nice thing. I'm pretty fond of saying that when I graduated from the University School of Law back in 74, there were four of us in that class, all ended up over in Yankton, and all of us went into some degree legal practice over there, some in firms, some in businesses, but doing legal services. Within a few years, none of us were in legal practice anymore. So I think the message there is, particularly where you come through something like law, and it probably is true for other areas, you don't know for sure what you're going to feel called to do or what you really enjoy doing. So keep your options open and, as I say, your eyes wide open. So one of my law school classmates probably didn't practice law quite as long as I did, and he just finished a great tenure, Jim Abbott, as president of the University of South Dakota. So I've got him. He was only there 20-some years. I've been running around 40-some years in my role. But it really is. You learn how to work with people. You learn what it means to be a part of a great state like South Dakota. And I think, as I observed, there were certain parts. I did most all aspects of legal practice, from the private to the criminal on everything like that. I also then did some health law advisory and consulting early on, and I just gravitated to that. It was great people, very committed in what they do, certainly with the sisters. You know, I was the new boy. They'd been around 100 years doing everything out here, so I can't take any great credit for a lot of that, other than I did have a great fortune to be part and be in a senior leadership role for many, many years.
During your tenure, during those 44 years, you became Avera, for one thing, became Avera Health. Everything transforms in healthcare during that time, really. What are some of the challenges that you had to overcome, and how did you overcome those challenges during those times of great transition where you had to deal with huge issues like accessibility of healthcare for rural South Dakotans? And talk about some of those challenges and how you overcame them.
There's been lots of challenges, but I would be less than honest if I didn't say that the types of challenges we faced over the last 40 plus years probably weren't as significant as some of the challenges the sisters faced when they first started getting involved in setting up what we call hospitals today back in the late 1800s. South Dakota was barely a state when they set up the first hospital out here. So their challenges really were economics. They had a lot of charity care they had to provide. I'm fond of repeating the story I heard from one of the older sisters, Sister Fanahan, who told me that her job in the local hospital, which was sponsored by, at that point, the Presentation Sisters, was once or twice a month to take a cigar box, a literal cigar box, go downtown and talk to the merchants about trying to get donations so they could pay those nurses and dietary people that weren't sisters themselves, pay them some kind of an income. And so there really wasn't the revenue, and that in large part, it was the advent of both Social Security and then Medicare and Medicaid in the mid-60s that started to put funding for health care services, particularly for the indigent and the elderly and the disabled. And that really has changed the nature of health care. So when I started in the early part of the 70s, we were taking a series of hospitals or nursing homes that had been pretty well standalone and independent and putting them into integrated networks. So the biggest challenge over the last years, one of which is the roots of Avera. I mean, the Benedictine Health Systems had health system had their facilities in large part in South Dakota, but also other states. And the Presentation Sisters had theirs in South Dakota and in other states. And the two of them really didn't do a lot together. They kind of competed with each other. And so part of the goal over many, many years was to find some common ground. And the sisters readily rallied around that and said the two of us coming together is a lot more significant and we can be stronger in what we can offer by working together. And that really is the roots in the late 90s of the Benedictine Health System and the Presentation Health System becoming Avera. So,
in our remaining 30 seconds, so it's a big question with a short answer, is as you have this multi, you know, this company with so many employees and so much at stake, it's still mission. It's still a ministry. In 30 seconds, just talk about the values that that you sort of partner with Avera with.
It's always been interesting in that both of the Catholic health system, before they came together, had a common mission, and that is improving the lives and health of peoples and communities. And so that's the one thing that really drew them together in addition to their Catholic roots, is we're here for the long run. And so you're right. We now basically, we're the largest employer by far in the state of South Dakota with going on 18,000 employees. We're in 60-some different communities just in South Dakota out there, and we're involved in all aspects of healthcare. So it really is family coming together with a common commitment, and I think people really rally around that.
John Porter, thanks for coming back. Come back anytime. Congratulations on your induction into the 2018 class for the South Dakota Hall of Fame.
Lori Ann, thank you very much.
The honor ceremony is held in Chamberlain, Oklahoma on September 7th and 8th. It's open to the public. Tickets are now on sale. You can find them at the Hall of Fame website, sdexcellence.org, or call the hall, 605-234-4216. You can hear all our conversations with Hall of Fame inductees on our website at listen.sdpb.org.